At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday. The weekend's almost here. Going to be mostly sunny today. Chance of afternoon showers. A little bit hotter today. 92 for a high. Big weekend coming up because it's going to be warm. People are at the pool. Lots going on this weekend. Biggest story out there, obviously, is this CEO that got busted at the Coldplay show. This guy, his life has been ruined for the next several weeks anyway, right?
So has his wife's.
Yeah, it's, you know, absolutely
kids,
horrible
everybody,
for you.
Everybody, right?
Yeah. And it's everywhere. I mean, can you imagine that you show up for a Coldplay show and you're relatively unknown throughout the world and all of a sudden you are the picture now that's circulating everywhere?
I mean, everybody knows your name now.
Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody knows what you look like, and you're a meme, you're a joke, you're a TikTok thing.
You're part of history now.
Yeah, you are.
The only thing good that comes from this is now everybody knows about a company named Astrometers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, I guess so.
That's about it. That's about anything you can get out of it. And to make it worse, and I didn't even see this part coming, the lady in the picture that he's cheating with is an HR director.
Yeah, that's bad too.
If you work at a company with HR, well, just about everybody has one, right? The director's out cheating?
It was a team building exercise. That's what it was.
Trust fall.
What a story.
Yeah, that's
this
crazy.
Guy cannot duck fast enough.
Well, I just love the creativity that's going on the internet with it.
I know.
Yeah. My girlfriend just sent me a picture of two cats watching Coldplay, and it's just bizarre. I can't even explain it. It's gone viral.
All right, a couple of viral things that are out there, too. Let's play the Scottie Scheffler thing, okay?
Oh, my God. So in golf, as you all know, it's the most boring thing to watch on the planet, right? And not only is it boring to watch, but the commentators are so stuffy that they're always like, we're heading towards the sea. Right? They never laugh. Nothing's ever funny. These guys lost their minds during this shot. Lost their minds. So Scottie Scheffler, he hits the ball, hits it well, and somebody farts.
Yeah.
And it's caught.
Do they know who it is?
I don't.
It says it was someone in the crowd.
Yeah. That was somebody in the crowd.
Yeah. So you know how they put the mics? You know how they put the mics all over the ground and stuff? It was just somebody random. Yeah.
They want that trush sound, you know? Yep. Instead, they get a...
and Carson and I were talking about it a minute ago. It's almost fake.
Yeah, it's so perfectly timed that when they released the fart, it was just... The ball's in the air. It's totally silent. And then you just...
I used to, in like the eighth grade or whatever, I had this little keychain that had four different fart sound effects. I feel like that's number two on my keychain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know if it's fake or not?
There's not saying, nobody's saying it.
Yeah. Nobody's saying?
No.
Do we know when it happened? When was this?
Yesterday, I think.
Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
I watched part of the golf tournament yesterday. I didn't see this part, so I don't know when it happened.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is it.
Scheffler.
Oh, my.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. It's something off the club face.
That's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind.
A little wind.
Just helped to ease down the green.
There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler.
Wait a minute. It happened twice?
No. They were just...
That was the replay.
Yeah,
they
replayed.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. And those guys were crying. The commentators. And then the one guy tries to stop him. He's like, let's just stick with the golf.
I want to hear about the fart.
He tries to shut him down. Let's just stick with the golf.
You can't run from that.
No, you can't.
I mean, if you're a commentator, if you don't point it out, I mean... It looks a little dumb. I mean, it's so obvious what happened.
Great.
All right, I got another piece of audio here. We got to love the internet, right? This is a drunk newscaster. This lady is so hammered.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Where's this from?
Shredell, do you have the
I have to figure out where she's from.
All right, because we pulled the story, but I don't know. It was circulating yesterday. She lost her job. She was fired. We do know that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. This is the lady. She went on the air. And, Jamie, when you look at her, her eyes are so bloodshot. It's
unbelievable. And you don't know what station? Where was this? Was it like a small town or was it a big town?
I don't know. Okay. All I saw was the video.
Okay.
And it didn't have the call letters of the TV station.
Okay, gotcha.
And there was no story attached to it. It was just, this lady has been fired,
understood,
is all it said. Here it is.
Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out. Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things in Schenectady. The leaders there, they are hopeful that that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits to the area and the future. And so moving on tonight is, we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area in the nation.
She is so slurring everything she says. She's hammered. I don't know how you get on TV like that. I just don't understand who in the room.
I think it happens a lot more than you know. There's rumors that in Los Angeles that one of the guys, the very popular weather guy, that the rumor is that he would do the 10 o'clock news and then, you know, do the front end of it or whatever. And then he'd go across the street to the bar, do a bunch of shots, and then do the 11 o'clock news.
Wow.
It's very common. Yeah. I know a guy here that told me he did that here in town.
Oh,
I had lunch with him. Oh. Had lunch with him one day downtown. He said, "I come here all the time in between newscasts."
That's funny.
Yeah. She's on CBS in Albany.
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Well, she used to, right?
Yeah.
She's gone.
Not CBS. Anymore.
She got a kid. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, I'm sure Jamie and Carson strongly suggest you run down to Ball Arena and you see Cirque Soleil.
It's so funny. Carson treats his mom just like my son treats me. We're just talking off the air, right? Because Carson has beautiful pictures on Facebook of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
I mean, he took really great pictures. Well, literally, my kid was like, "Mom, do not take your phone out." Because what they say is you're allowed to take pictures. Just turn the screen light down for the courtesy of everyone else. And don't use any flash because the performers, it'll throw them off while they're trying to, you know, stay on the slack lining. It was amazing.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, so
cool.
They're slack lining, right? And so a flash. I should throw them up. So my kid looks at me after they make the announcement. He goes, "Don't even pull your phone out." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because for sure you'll accidentally set the flash off."
He knows you.
He does.
He knows.
He does. And Carson, I was just telling Carson. Carson goes, "Oh my God, I told my mom you have got to turn down your screen light."
Yeah. She had it on full bore. Like, it was on the brightest setting. And I was like, "You got to turn that down. If you're going to take pictures." And I was weary of taking pictures for her because I was like, "She definitely has her flash on. I know she does." So I checked it like 17 times before
Can you imagine if it was your fault that one of those guys or ladies were way up top there, or they're walking on one of those tight wires, and all of a sudden your flash, you've got the flash, it goes off, and boom! Down they go.
So funny.
I know.
I'm scared of every time I take her somewhere.
Every time those shows come to town, they are absolutely phenomenal. Everyone I've seen has been, and you saw it last night.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They really are. So tickets are available.
Both of us recommend getting tickets.
Yeah. All right. We were leaving here yesterday. Jamie and I got caught in the hallway by another employee here, and they were talking about this Balloon Boy, which is on Trainwrecks, which is on Netflix. You can go and see it. But she was talking about how Balloon Boy was so captivating. I think we forget the people that were here at the time, and even if you weren't here and you had an association with Denver, you kind of related to it. But I think we forget how intense that was.
Right? You do, until everybody starts talking about it again, right?
Well, the idea was that there is a little boy, like 5 years old, inside of a balloon that's out of control.
Thousands
fighter jets,
of thousands
airplanes.
Thousands of feet in the air.
Trying to catch this kid. And then there was a point, which I forgot about until she brought it up yesterday, when the balloon landed, it was empty.
Well, she even brought up that we saw something fall from it.
That's exactly I'm going to, is that when it landed, if you remember, it was empty. And the first speculation was, "Oh my God, he fell out of the balloon." He's dead. We got to search for this kid. That's before he came out of the attic and said, my dad told me to hide.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that eventually came along.
How many episodes forget. Is it? Do you know?
I think it's only one.
I think it's just one, yes.
Yeah.
One?
Okay.
I think Trainwreck is several episodes. Your Poop Cruise is a part of Trainwrecks, right?
Right.
So there are several episodes, but I think Balloon Boy's one.
Yeah, it's only one episode. Yeah. It's the sixth episode of that series.
Oh,
yeah.
Because she said yesterday, she goes, tonight I find out about where they are.
She hadn't finished watching it.
Oh, is that what she was talking about?
That's what she was talking about. Right. But she was talking about how intense, and until you watch it again, you don't realize what it was. I think besides Columbine, it's probably the biggest Colorado story I ever saw.
Crazy.
It was absolutely huge. Now, Poop Cruise. Jamie saw this one. Now, you've raved about this one. Not exactly.
Well, not like.
Not like it's a must watch to a feel good story.
No.
But, anything like that. It's just, it's wow factor, you know?
And I don't want to give anything away. It's called The Poop Cruise. It's part of that series and of Trainwreck on Netflix. You can go find all these on Netflix. And it's just that you can't believe they can't get help. That's what you can't believe.
I love cruise ships, I've gone on many cruises. I don't know if I'd go again.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
There's been too many scenes like this one we're about to play for you. This boat just got back to Los Angeles. It went down to Mexico. Spent 7 days out on the water, and everybody just about on the boat had diarrhea.
Ugh.
They'd caught something in the food. They don't know where it came from. They don't know, but they couldn't even, they were so sick, they couldn't even bring it back to port because they were afraid whatever it was going to spread amongst the population.
That happens a lot. Remember, we've had those norovirus,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah. You get it. You have to stay out in the water because you don't want to contaminate when you get back to port. All the employees, all that. Here's the story.
The CDC is investigating a gastro outbreak aboard Royal Caribbean's.
Would they lead off with gastro?
Yeah, you know what that means.
The news story.
We know what that means.
It's downhill from here, right?
Yep.
The CDC is investigating a gastro outbreak aboard Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas. Now, the illness impacted 134 guests, or about 3.4%, and seven crew members during a seven-night sailing that ended on July 11th. Now, for reference, anything above 3% has to be reported to the CDC. While norovirus is suspected, the exact cause hasn't been confirmed.
Darn Nora. I don't know where the Nora comes from, but man, oh man.
So
go check out that Balloon Boy thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you won't realize until you watch it again how amazing that story turned out to be. It's crazy.
I'm excited about seeing that one.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie series. Morning Show live here on this Friday morning. Tabloid Trash is coming up.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I can't get over your pictures, Carson, at Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
they're really good. I'm like, did you videotape those and then just edit them?
No.
You caught that guy in midair like
yeah.
that? You can see him on BJ and Jamie on the fan page, on BJ and Jamie Facebook page. Caught him right in the air.
Although I will say it was... I mean, I was just snapping.
You are?
I was trying to, because it's hard to time those kinds of things.
At least you let your mom take pictures.
I love how he's like, don't even try,
don't
mom.
Even take your phone out of your purse, mom. Such a lovely child. All right, anyway. Like we said, get your Cirque du Soleil tickets. It was a great show. Great, 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 great show. Okay, and I met a lot of people, too. A lot of great people and that listened to the show and stuff. They were there as well. So hi to you guys. Denise Richards. This is really a sad story. Denise Richards, a strange husband. I don't know if you guys know who Denise Richards is. She used to be married to Charlie Sheen. She became famous on TikTok. Not TikTok, OnlyFans. She makes about $250,000 a month on OnlyFans. Ooh. She was also Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has her own show on Bravo as well. It's like Keeping Up with Denise Richards or something. I don't know. And she showed a picture of her black eye. She got a restraining order against her psycho husband, and she filed to end their marriage. He says that he needs $150,000 a month to live.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he says he spends.
Yeah, so do I.
Right?
I don't argue with that.
Yeah.
No.
That's what he says his monthly nut, if you will, is $150,000 a month. And so she showed a picture of her black eye. She got a restraining order against him. He says that she was just fall down drunk and she hit her face on something when she was drunk.
Well,
she doesn't seem to drink a lot. I have to be honest on the show.
She used to.
No, Charlie did. She didn't.
I thought she did,
no,
too.
No, it was his other ex-wife, that one that was crazy.
Well, I remember her, Brooke.
Yeah, but no.
Brooke Mueller or whatever her name was. Yeah, I remember her. Denise, she was a drinker.
Denise isn't really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what happened there. He denies it, right?
He does. He does indeed, so.
Hmm.
He's crazy, though. He was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and he's like a healer or something. He tried to be an actor, and it didn't work out, so he's some kind of healer.
I will say, though, and I'm not saying that he didn't do what she's claiming he did. Her black eye, you can't get more perfect than that. I mean, it is. I mean, usually it's black around this side, yeah. And maybe this side's a little lighter. I mean, it is just a solid black eye.
That's bad. It doesn't look good at all. President Trump needs a new makeup artist. I don't know who the hell tried to cover up the bruises on his hand, but they did not use the right color of makeup. Did you guys see that picture? Well, it went viral.
It was everywhere. It was terrible.
It was horrible. I would fire that person immediately. God, they put like the color of ivory on his hand to cover up his bruises. And it doesn't even, like, it's not even blended. It's just awful.
They thought no one would figure that out.
Exactly. It was just awful. But anyway, I guess he's been diagnosed with benign and common vein disease. They said he's 79 years old, and it's very common. But so thank God that they came out and said that, because that is such a conspiracy thing going around with his hand. You know, half of it was ivory and half of it was, you know, kind of pink. And so everybody's going up in arms. So
I've never heard of this.
What?
This disease?
Yeah. I think it's just...
Never heard of it.
You know how older people start to bruise?
Well, yeah, that and circulation.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
So yeah. I think that's what it's about.
I just never heard the name.
Let's see here. Superman leads to 500%. We talked about this the other day. Surge in dog adoption interest. Crypto, the super dog, has quickly became a real world hero thanks to the new Superman film. In just 1 week, as we mentioned yesterday, after the movie's release on July 11th, searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me surged by an astonishing 513%.
That's good.
That is good.
That's great for dogs.
More dogs are needed. This terrifies me. I know that you don't like to be in an MRI machine, yeah. But I think they're really comforting.
You do?
I can totally fall asleep.
I get claustrophobic, man. It's like being in a coffin.
I don't think...
Not that I've ever been in a coffin, but I'm just saying.
It's like, to me, it's just like being in a spa, and it's like... Yeah. And they put that really comfy pillow under your head, and you're just...
Don't move. Say
so
less.
You never think about the radiation or any of that?
No, I just take a nap.
I do. I hate the sound they make.
Whenever they take me and they stick me in that machine to do that MRI, and they have that, you know, they put all that magnetic metal stuff around you, and then a person has to leave the room, to me that can't be good.
The only thing that I don't like is when they put the dye in you and it makes you feel like you have to pee and you're like, did I pee my pants?
Yeah.
have you guys ever been shot with the dye?
Yeah.
I've never had an MRI or any of that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That dye thing, that's pretty wacky, too.
I jumped off a cliff and I landed wrong in the water.
Oh,
yeah.
They pretty much thought I was dead, but I lived. I lived, and they shot that dye in me and I was like, did I pee my pants? Anyway, the reason why I bring this up, two things. Number one, in Southern Illinois, they accidentally left a lady or a guy's oxygen tank inside the... And it as soon as they turned on the magnetic...
Did it explode?
Yeah.
Oh.
They died.
Blew her up?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a happy story.
No. So this 61-year-old guy was wearing a big old chain necklace, and he sustained critical injuries after being sucked into the MRI machine. The man entered the magnetic resonance imaging room. And this is in New York. While the machine was in operation and his large metal chain pulled him to the machine. Just his necklace.
Jamie, like I said, whenever you're in a room like that and they flip a switch to start radiation and one person has to run from the room and leave you in there alone, it's not a good thing.
But imagine a necklace just like pulling you off. I mean, I have a necklace on it. Pull. Oh my God, my necklace.
That's crazy.
That just doesn't seem crazy. I mean... That doesn't seem possible, does it? He's in critical condition. He's in bad shape because of his necklace. Here's what I've learned. Take off your necklaces. Right? So I guess if you have a metal part, you can't get an MRI. Is that right?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because your knee would suck to the top, yeah. I guess.
No, it's not metal.
Oh, it's not?
No,
oh,
okay. No.
What's it made out of?
Well, I don't know. Some I don't know what
you
it is.
You have plastic in you?
Something like that. It's very hard plastic, yeah.
You probably have to take out all your piercings, too, right?
Probably.
Do you have any piercings?
Yeah.
I think you have to take, yeah, you got to take all metal off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Somebody said it's not radiation.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it pulled whatever a guy into it.
It's magnetic resonance imaging.
Well, whatever it is. People run. And they leave me in there by myself.
I think it uses magnets and radio frequencies.
I know. It's just it pulls you in by your necklace. Yeah. Man, that is strong. All right, let's see here. What else?
okay? Something playing in your mouth?
What in the hell was that? My apologies, everyone. Caitlin Clark pulled out of the All-Star Weekend. People are not very happy about this.
Well, she had to, did she?
Yeah, she had a
She's
groin.
Injured.
Yeah. She has a groin injury. I know, but everybody's like, play through it, Caitlin. Yeah. I bought tickets.
Well, she was injured. She had one injury to one leg. She came back and played like one game or two games, and then she injured the other leg.
Yeah.
2 nights ago.
Remember that Kansas City Chief wide receiver, Rashee Rice? Remember that Dallas Highway where they were racing or whatever?
And
they
got out and just left.
Yeah, they just left the car
the
there.
Yeah, he ran from the scene.
And we didn't really hear anything else about it. We're like, you just, like, all of us would be in jail immediately. He just left his car on the highway. Well, anyway, finally, he has been sentenced. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation. That was yesterday. He and another driver traveling at high speeds in sports cars caused a chain reaction crash involved multiple vehicles and causing injury on a Dallas highway. That happened last year. And Rice pleaded guilty to 2 third-degree felony charges of collision involving seriously body injuries. So 5 years probation is going to be hard for that guy.
Yeah. Well, 30 days in jail. Now, I don't know when he has to report, but the NFL season's coming up.
Oh,
they're saying
right.
that he's going to miss the first month.
Uh-oh. Oh. That's not good, right?
No.
Let's see here. The other big story, and I almost am getting exhausted from it, but I need to tell you guys, is that big CEO, right, of that software firm. What was it called? Like Astronomy?
Astronomers.
Yeah. Anyway, viral. Destroyed.
Oh.
His wife just took off the last name of her name off her Facebook page.
I do feel bad for his family and her family because it's just...
And they're funny. I mean, the memes are funny.
Yeah, they are good.
And I guess Coldplay kind of feels bad, but they're like, look, you're the one that's having the affair, right? And then it was really embarrassing because Chris Martin had no idea what was going on. They ducked out of the picture when they did the kiss cam, and he's like, what are you guys having an affair?
That video, there's one person responsible for that video. 10 million people have watched it already.
Oh, really?
And now she's come forward, and she said, hey, I hate that I ruined their lives. I hate I did this to their family. But when you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Wow. Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's a good.
She said, "I have no idea who these people are. Had no idea. I'm just putting my camera up to record kiss cam. That's all she was doing. Yep. She's the one who captured what we're all seeing."
As I mentioned earlier, Brianna Chicken Fry, she said that she was going to release Zach Bryan tapes. Now she's coming out and saying, and then Spindell listened to her podcast yesterday. Now she's saying that there's going to be legal ramifications if she releases them. So she said, if you want to start a GoFundMe page to cover my legal bills, I will release the tapes, but I need a big chunk of GoFundMe money.
I will donate right now for that.
It's beyond money for lawyers, though. I mean, imagine what he would sue her for personally.
Well, I know.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, so she's, I think you're right, Carson. I think a lot of people put money
into
GoFundMe.
Listen, we just need $1 from everyone in America.
Yeah.
That's it. It only takes a dollar.
Oh, my God. Right? It only takes a dollar. Just one cup of coffee a day.
What is the footage that she's claiming?
I guess that they were at a campfire, and she brought all her friends. They were all camping or whatever, and he goes on some rant and makes all of them cry.
Yeah, he had like a tirade.
Yeah, so, and I guess he was abusive and all this stuff, so... she has tape of all that stuff. And, you know, he is so... Zach Bryan sells out, like, in seconds.
Oh, my... Well, Red Rocks.
Yeah.
They literally did that whole raffle. And, I mean, people are devastated that they didn't get in on the raffle.
I know. My kid's like, really? You can't get me tickets? I'm like...
No one, you can't get tickets to a show. You just can't.
You can't. It's like, I have no pull there. Yeah, but he's huge, like, bigger than life. And so she could help destroy him, but she said that she needs to move on.
I don't know if it'd destroy him.
Well, it wouldn't make
a lot of
look
those
good.
Country artists. They seem to go through a lot of stuff, and it never really affects them that much. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just want to see it.
Yeah,
whatever it is, I want to see it.
Little campfire video.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show Friday. The weekend's almost here. 92, maybe some rain today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, quickly here before we have to take a break. The big, entertainment story yesterday was Stephen Colbert. He's out at CBS, the More Late Show over there. Not only is he out, they're canceling late night television.
Doesn't that seem crazy? I mean, it's such a staple.
They say David Letterman's very bummed about this.
Why?
Well, he started it.
I thought Johnny Carson started it.
Well, Johnny was on late night also, but for CBS, it was because I think Johnny Carson was NBC, right?
Yeah.
So for CBS late night, the point being CBS late night's getting out of the business, and that's what made Letterman so upset about it. But Colbert has been canceled because of ratings. They say they can't make any money on it. They're paying him. Get this, Jamie. You know what he makes?
I don't.
$16 million a year.
Well, remember, they also canceled, what's his name? What was the fat dude? Celine Dion's, Adele's best buddy, the fat guy.
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. He was making the same kind of money.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Just ridiculous money, $15 million, something like that a year.
Yeah, they can't afford to keep these shows. Yeah. I mean, they're not bringing in anything. And I saw yesterday where the ratings were ranked, and Stephen Colbert, he was doing like, I don't know, maybe just over like, 5 million, 4 million people or something like that? It's not enough. It's not enough for a national show. Wow. All right, here's Colbert. He's talking about it last night. He's talking about how he's been canceled and CBS is out of the late night business.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it.
That's going to be me and Jamie one day.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the ratings or whatever, and it says that Jimmy Fallon, who I love, he came in third in late night talk shows.
Yeah, he comes in third.
Yeah.
Number one's a Gutfield guy.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Gutfield?
Yeah.
I think he's number one. I've never seen his show.
Jimmy
I have
Fallon's
no idea.
Super funny. I'm
Fallon's down there, number three. And Seth Meyer, have you seen his ratings? This guy, he's next. They're going to let him go, too.
Jimmy Kimmel comes in second. He's horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Jimmy Fallon's way better than Kimmel.
So much better than him. Yeah,
I've never seen Stephen Colbert. I've never seen his show. Have you?
No, I haven't.
I've just seen clips.
I've never seen it. I've seen clips. I see the feeds. I see all this. I've never sat up or even been up, I think, that late and watched his show. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I followed him since he started on something called The Colbert Report, which was on Comedy Central. But then when I started working on this show, I can't stay up late enough.
Are you sad?
Anymore. Yeah, I like Colbert a lot.
Usually if I'm up too late, you know, on a school night, as I watch Two and a Half Men.
Yeah. I'm a good Jamie. Right? I'm watching some reruns somewhere.
Yeah, I love Two and a Half Men.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.